Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
I'll be reading from Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Romans chapter 5 and verse 1. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. When you have found that, if you don't mind standing for the reading of God's Word, hallelujah. Romans 5 and 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into His grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commended his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. Please stretch your hands this way and pray for me tonight. My most kind and gracious, loving Heavenly Father, I love you tonight, dear Lord. I thank you, dear Lord, for this congregation, for these people, for this service tonight, dear Lord. I thank you for your anointing upon the house. I thank you, dear God, because I feel your very presence here tonight. Let your will be performed tonight, dear God, and let your name be glorified in all that's said. Anoint my heart, my mouth, my tongue, my body, dear God, that I will be the vessel through which your word flows. And let it be, dear God, that this word comes out such that it goes up into the throne room of heaven, magnifies your name, and pleases your ears, dear God. And let it go out among all the internet, dear Lord, and all the sources out which through it goes, and all the house, dear God, and all those under the sound of my voice. Let this word be made manifest upon each other, upon this body of believers, dear God. In Jesus' name, let them receive it, dear God. Let the word be made manifest in their hearts and lives, and let them grow from it, let them glean from it, and let their souls and spirits be nourished by this word in the blessed and holy and righteous name of Jesus. We thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. You can be seated. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Have you ever been in such a place where you had so many tribulations coming and coming at you so hard that you stopped and prayed and said, Lord, give me patience? Well, generally, that's why you get into tribulations in the first place. But when you stop and say, Lord, give me patience, He gives it to you right there. And then He shows you that you got it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Tribulation worketh patience. You gain patience by going through tribulation and living through it, working through it, and walking through the Word through it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And patience worketh experience. You gain experience in the Christ life by gaining that patience that we get. Amen. And that experience does something else for you, because that experience, because you have worked through those tribulations, you have gained that patience, and you have gained that experience. Now, because of that, you can have hope. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Praise God. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abound, hallelujah, in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then it goes on, the scripture goes on to talk about, for when we were yet without strength, when we were without the strength to keep going on, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I love this next passage of scripture. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. How many people you know that you're going to die for? You're going to give your life for them. Even if it's the most righteous man on earth, are you willing to die for them and give your life for them? There ain't many that will. But yet peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. There are people who are willing to die for other folks. I'm willing to give my life for Sister Renee, for my children, for my grandbaby especially. Amen. Even some of you, I wouldn't hesitate. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners. Now wait a minute. How many of you are going to go out there in the town, or go into a big city somewhere and see drug dealers and prostitutes and murderers and all, and give your life for them? Is anybody going to do that? No. Hallelujah. But God commendeth His love towards us. Because, think about it, this changes things a little bit. Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you know what that says to me right there? It says to me that Christ had a great and mighty love for us.
Yeah.
How many of you know what love is? I went through high school thinking I knew what love was. I had this one girlfriend. I asked her to marry me every day. I checked out of a classroom one day and went to the office, and she was in the office on the phone with her mother. And I took the phone away from her, and I asked her, I said, tell your daughter to marry me. Because I thought sure I was in love with her. Amen. That went on for years. Praise be unto God. But I thought I knew what love was. I ran across a bunch of young girls in high school that I thought I was in love with. Then one night at church, I run across this young lady singing in a youth choir. And she was standing there singing in that youth choir. I remember everything. I can see her face, her hair, her dress. I can see the red glow on her cheeks from the anointing that was on her and from the joy that was in her heart. I can't see a single soul around her. But I could see her right now. And I told my buddy Chris Joyner, I said, I'm going to marry that girl. And he said, what's her name? I said, I don't know, but I just now laid eyes on her. I ain't got a clue what song they were singing. All I heard was hallelujah. But they were singing in the youth choir. And that was 28 years ago next week. Next week, because next week we'll have been married 37 years. Yeah. She caught me. She pulled it out for me. And I want to tell you, I learned what love, but when my babies was born, things changed. When my babies was born, a whole brand new realm of love opened up for this old fat man. I remember when Sarah was born, my entire world changed. My entire thought processes changed. I was not the same man I was 10 seconds before. Because everything then revolved around keeping that baby safe, warm, and protected. And she heard me say that about her for years and years, and she never truly understood until December 14th, 2016, when her baby came into this world, and Lord, saints of God, my life changed again, a brand new dynamic. At that point, there was nothing but my precious. I don't know why, I don't understand what happened, but when I was standing outside that window, looking in at her in that bassinet, all I could do was sit there and cry. All I could do, and there was so much joy in my heart. And Lord have mercy, when that youngin climbs up into my lap and goes through, I love Papa. Oh my, I know it annoys everybody else. But you know what? I don't care. Because it does so much for this old fat man's heart. Love now has taken on a brand new meaning for me. I love that baby. I love my children. I love my wife. And I love this church. I love you. My goodness, I love you all so much. You were always, always on my mind. I sit at my desk and pray, and I drive around and I talk to God, and I say, Lord, please move upon me. Help me, dear Lord, to minister to my flock like they need to be ministered to. Help me to be a better preacher. Help me to be a better pastor. Help me be the man of God they need me to be, that you want me to be. Lord, help me. All I think about is how to minister to your needs better. All the time. And you've seen it. You've heard me stand up here and talk about it. Because and the Lord constantly working on me. He's constantly changing me. Changing the way I preach. Changing the way I do things. Changing my messages when I walk up here. Until I finally started doing them the way he wanted to. I got to preach the message this morning and the one tonight. I got to preach them both.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Of course, ain't hardly a note up here. But I love y'all so much that I got something to tell you. It don't matter how big my love is. It don't matter how much I care about you, how hard I work to better minister to you. There went the camera. Hallelujah. It don't matter how much I love you, how much I care about you. There is a love for you. Let me wait for Ricky to get done. And everybody can focus on me again. Hallelujah. All right, everybody back with me? No? I'm going to tell you what. The devil's doing his best to come against what God is doing. He's coming. He's doing his best. He's working. He worked against us in the music program. But you know what? There was still anointing there. He's working against my body, my voice, But there's the Spirit of the Lord is still here. Amen. There is a love that's greater than anything I've got for you. There's a love that's greater than anything I could possibly have for you. Amen. I know that during the service this morning and during the service tonight, I know that you could feel His great love. And I know that if you chose to right now, you could open up your spirit, you could open up your heart, and you could feel the love of God moving throughout this place, moving over you, moving over me, moving over there in the video booth with Timmy. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you reach out right now, you will experience the love of God. Hallelujah. He loves you. He loves you. There's a song that says, I love Jesus because He first loved me. Amen. That's the way it works. You love Him because He first loved you. It didn't work the other way around. Jesus didn't love you because you first loved Him. Because there's still people that don't love Him that He loves. I'm getting ready to go somewhere with this thing. Jesus loves the preacher and He loves the prostitute. Jesus loves the saint in the chair and He loves the thief in the store. Jesus loves the saint who comes to Sunday school and He loves them that don't. Jesus loves the Christian and He loves the drug dealers. He loves you no matter what you do. Oh, come on, saints. We got to get to this thing. Loving sinners was the whole point. Loving people, loving His creation was the whole point of creation. God had the angels, but the angels had no choice but do what He said. They had no choice but worship Him. Well, Brother Mac, what about the devil's angels? God told them to follow Satan. They did that because God told them to. They don't have a free will. But God, you know what? If you had a little robot running around you all day saying, "Great is Virginia. Virginia is awesome. Virginia is mighty. Virginia is holy. Mighty and great is Virginia." You'd love it for about an hour. And the next thing you do would be, "Get out of my face." Because that little robot ain't got no idea, no nothing to do but love her because it ain't got a choice. But when she had her children, and them children chose to love their mama, that's a brand new, that's a love right there. You ain't kicking out the door, is it?
That's right, right.
Praise God.
That's right.
And when them grandbabies come along.
Hello.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes,
that's joy unspeakable and full of glory right there.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
When God created you, He created you for the purpose. He gave you a free will and created you for the purpose of having somebody to love that didn't automatically love him back. My goodness, why would anybody want to do such a thing? You ever love somebody that didn't love you back? Hurts, don't it? Guess what? It hurts God the same way. When He loves you so much that He pulled a part of Himself out of His body and sent Him to earth as a baby and let Him grow up as a human being and let Him grow up and become the Lord and Savior of the world. And then He went to the cross to pay for our sins, and He paid for them. Hallelujah. Some medical experts say that Jesus died of a broken heart. because the sack around his heart broke while he was hanging on that cross. That's why when the soldier pierced his side, he didn't pierce his heart. He pierced his side. Blood and water flowed. You know where that water came from? That sack, that pericardial sack around his heart. Because his heart broke. You want to know why his heart broke? Because he loves us so much. He loves us so much. And there's a song that says, when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. He said he looked ahead in time. He can. He can look back. He can look ahead. He can see all areas of time at the same time. And he looked ahead and he saw the fact that he was suffering so bad and dying so horribly and giving free rides to heaven out of hell. And still there were going to be people who chose sin.
Come on, man.
Over him. That broken heart. Loving sinners was the whole point of creation. There was a song that we sing around here sometime. And I love that song. And I love it even more after I found out how it was written. The love of God. How's the chorus go? Could we think the ocean filled and were the sky of parchment made, and every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. That says, if we could fill every ocean, river, and pond with ink, and take every blade of grass and every stick and make it a pen, and then make the sky a writing paper, and let every human being be a writer. If we were to attempt to write the love of God on that paper with all that ink, it would drain the oceans dry, and the paper would not be big enough to hold his love. Somebody glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. But what got me about this song was that it was written as a poem on the wall of an insane asylum where a prisoner was held there for years. I got something to tell you. I got no idea that that prisoner was insane, because that word, that scripture, that not scripture, but that poem ultimately describes the love of God. That patient had to be sitting there thinking about how much God loves me. Amen. And you want me to tell you how much he loves you? He loves you this much.
Yes.
Glory to God. Glory, hallelujah. Praise God. The love of God is greater than the numbers of the grains of sand. The love of God is greater than the stars in the universe. His word says, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You know what? That's something that we take for granted so much. How often do you think about how much God loves you? I love y'all. How much do you think about how much you love God? Come on now. If you were to think about how much God loves you, how much he sacrificed, how much he gave, what he has done, the entirety of creation, from day one of Genesis until eternity with Him in glory. It was all set in motion for one thing. For Him to show you His love. Can you imagine that? God created the entirety of eternity to show me, to show you. He's supposed to point your finger, Pastor. To show you how much He loves you. When I think about that, I am so ashamed. Because there are times when I could be praying more. There are times when I could be more thankful. There are times when I could worship Him more. There are times when I could do more to reach His favorite thing, and that is the lost and the dying of this world. Can you think like that? Are there times that you could do more for Him? More prayer, more worship, more working for his salvation for others. Amen? Would you stand with me tonight? Would you bow your heads, please? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, let Your will be accomplished. Let Your Spirit move tonight, dear God. Is there a way that you can think of right now that you can tell the Lord you love Him? Is there a way right now that you can think of that you can tell the Lord thank you for loving you? If there is, could you do it?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Could you do it by coming to this altar and lifting up His name? Could you do it by coming and loving Him and thanking Him for His love for you? All right. Everybody pay attention. Show us your right hand.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know You're the Son of God. I know You died on the cross for my sins. You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Make me a new Christian. Punch the devil in the face. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.